of the letter in the Igros Kodesh. That's the holy letters of the Rebbe. And this is letter number 858. And this is addressed on the 11th day of Teves, in Tavshin Yud Aleph. So this is in the beginning of 1951. And like I said many times, this was still before the Rebbe officially assumed the leadership. Just about a month from then, he assumed the leadership. It was after 11 months of saying Kaddish for the previous Rebbe. So here the Rebbe opens up the letter with peace and blessing. And the Rebbe says, in response to your letter that you wrote on the 26th day of Kislev, so you can see it's just about 2 weeks after he wrote the letter, the Rebbe is responding. Number one, the fact that you are letting me know that you are a teacher for students in the Talmud Torah over there. They had a school in a high class, one of the upper grades, and that you want to leave your work, this work, and you want to go in as a student in the Holy Yeshiva, Holy Yosef Yitzchok Lubavitch, and you want to become a student. You want to give up your job as a teacher in the school, and you want to become back a student in the yeshiva, and that the principal, Harav Chosid, Vasil Chosid, Kim, the Rebbe gives him titles, who, Harav Michoel, this Rabbi Lipsker, this is in Morocco, he prevented you from this. He told you no. He says you need to go ahead and continue being a teacher. So he says, well, he did well. He says, you did well, he says. The Rebbe is saying to him, you did well that you're continuing in your work of education to teach the Torah. Hashem may be blessed and elevated. And as in his letter, several times a week you visit the yeshiva, the holy yeshiva, you learn, you hear words of Chassidus. So based on the saying of our sages of blessed memory in the Talmud, Tmura, Tezvava, Medalef, your learning as a teacher brings to benefit that you should be able to understand better and a quicker grasping on your own learning. The fact that you're teaching others, that helps you understand better, in addition to the fact that you as a teacher, you have privileged to this corner of light, Rebbe says, to be able to bring the hearts of Jewish people to turn them to their Father in Heaven. So how can you compare and how could you equate the great pleasure that you're causing through this to above? So this is beyond. So let me just interject here a very own personal story with the Rebbe, with myself. The schedule, the way it used to be, is that during the year we used to learn in the yeshiva in Brooklyn. That was our local yeshiva. That's who we used to attend. And for this summer, at least that was the schedule. Today it changed a little bit. The whole yeshiva would move up to the Catskills, to the New York Catskills. And we'd continue the yeshiva study, but we discussed it over there. It was a little bit, I got a little relaxed. We got a little bit more time to maybe go swimming, a little more time to do some exercise, you know, play ball or something. But it was not much. But mostly it was just a continuation. It was in the good air, and it was just a change of senior. So, and there was no exceptions to that. Everybody had to go. The yeshiva insisted that the students be students throughout the year. Nobody is allowed to leave. One year, this goes back in, I was, wasn't quite 18 years old, I was about 18 years old at that time, and I was scheduled to go up together with the rest of the yeshiva to go up to the Catskills for the summer. But somebody came up to me with a proposal at that time that they needed a teacher in the bungalow colony. Now, the bungalow colony was a place that during the week was actually mostly the women, and some men would go there. be there, but mostly the women. The men would be in the city working, and they'd come up for the weekends. And it was
that's my life.
Yeah,
what you're describing.
And the children would be there, but they needed somebody. Today, everybody sends mostly. I mean, they sent to camps, but people couldn't afford it at the time, or they didn't send. So there were, I mean, besides even today, the little kids stay home. But over there was a group of kids. Yeah, I guess starting from. Maybe from 8 through 13 or something like that, through Bar Mitzvah. And they were looking to hire a teacher. Now, normally, they would hire a young man who's married and who would take this job. For some reason, that year, they asked me, you know, I was a young student, I was all of 18 years old, to take the job. Now, it was unheard of for anybody. But I got a proposal. I wrote to the Rebbe. I asked the Rebbe, should I accept that job? And the Rebbe says, yes. The Rebbe told me, go ahead and forget exactly the wording. But the Rebbe told me to go take that job. It was a shocker. So when I came to the yeshiva and I said to them, you know, I'm not coming to the summer program, to the yeshiva, to the study program this summer. They said, no way. I said, no way. They said, well, the Rebbe said, okay. No questions. You know, of course, the Rebbe told you direct. And, you know, one of the things is, you know, a lot of times the Rebbe would say, ask the yeshiva, ask the rabbis, use their suggestions. It wasn't as often the Rebbe would tell you directly, do so and so. I was fortunate to get many times very clear answers from the Rebbe. The Rebbe said, take it and go ahead and do it and become a teacher. And I had actually the very good fortune because of that summer, Rabbi Dvorkin, who was the rabbi of Chabad at the time, it was also, his wife was a first cousin of my mother's, Leah Shalom, may the rest in peace. He was there for the summer, he was an older Rav, and I was able to sit and discuss with him, and I learned so much from him at that time. I've heard the episode, he was, you know, besides being a Talmid Chacham, he was also full of knowledge and stories of the old home and traditions and everything else, and he didn't have too many people over there, and I didn't have too many people, so we hung out together. So I used to hang out with him and listen to him and learn from him and everything else. It was a tremendous privilege for me. So I guess, you know, it prepared me very well for a leather. But here, you know, it helped me. You know, I was with the kids and I taught them, and I did that for the summer. I made some money too. I was, you know, I made a lot more money, you know, for students because they paid me like as if I was a married person with a family. They just paid me the regular pay over there. So I made a whole lot of money also. And so you see, I remind myself of the story because of the Rebbe saying over here, you know, don't go to yeshiva, you be a teacher. So in other words, you see with the Rebbe's view. Now further you're right that there's about 3 years time that you're feeling that he gets a pain occasionally and he doesn't know, and the doctors, he can't find the source of the pain that he gets.
The same
letter. This is what Rebbe's writing to him. So he says, according to my view, the Rebbe says you should visit an expert doctor for internal medicine, internal limbs, and also a expert doctors on nerves, basically. And you should put an effort in that they should communicate amongst themselves, and they should instruct you how to conduct yourself. You should keep the three shiurim, the three set learning schedules that were set up by my father-in-law, the Rebbe Ariyan Kuparis Mishkovoy, which is saying Tillim every day, as it has been divided for the days of the month, to learn the Chumash with the Rashi, that is Sunday in the first, in the portion of the Shavuot till Sheni, on Sheni from Sheni to Shlishi, etc., and also the study of Tanya, the way it's been divided up for the days of the year. These are wide vehicles to bring down the blessing for a very speedy healing for you. Number three, you're asking about whether you should consider about the shidduch with his niece, with his brother's daughter. So the Rebbe says, generally speaking, you should actually interest yourself in other suggestions. And then you should equate them to the suggestion with your brother's daughter, Shetichya, and may God lead you in the right way that you should choose your bashert, your zivug, in a good and auspicious time. Every day you should say the chapter 81, so you shall deal up to Yud Beis Tammuz. 71. Why? Because that was the age of the previous Rebbe, whose birthday was on Yud Beis Tammuz, and then it changes to, I guess, 72. But it was 71 at that time. The Rebbe says, I'd be interested to learn what is your order of study that you learn in the Talmud Torah, how many students are there in your class, and if you also learn with them laws and matters which pertain fear of Hashem, awe of Hashem, with blessings for a quick healing and a proper settling properly, with the Rebbe's signature. So again, maybe this is to an individual writing from Morocco, and Rebbe advising him on all of his different things.